Unit 9. Listening. Exercises 2 and 3.
On today's literature podcast, we're looking at literary pseudonyms. University Professor Paula Jones is with us to tell us about some famous cases. Paula, why do writers choose to write under a different name?
There can be lots of different reasons. One simple reason is the author wants to remain anonymous. They don't want any public attention. One famous example is the Italian writer Elena Ferrante, the author of international bestsellers such as My Brilliant Friend or The Story of the Lost Child.
So, who is Elena Ferrante?
That's it. Nobody knows. Yet. There are different theories. One theory is that it's actually a man, not a woman. But nobody knows for sure. Ferrante once said that when a book is finished, it has no need for an author. She said it was important for her to stay anonymous.
What other reasons are there for using a pen name?
Sometimes it's because writers don't want people to know if they're men or women. Look at J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter books. J.K. Rowling isn't really a pseudonym, but it was important to her that the name could be a man's or a woman's name. At first, nobody knew the identity of Rowling. But she appeared on TV a few months after her first book became famous, so soon everybody knew Rowling was a woman.
What is J.K. Rowling's full name?
Joanne Rowling.
And the K?
It's K for Kathleen, but that's not her name. It was her grandmother's name. The publishers wanted two letters to sound more interesting. J.K. Rowling has also written other books under a pen name, Robert Galbraith.
Are they fantasy novels?
No, they're crime, not like Harry Potter. That's a third reason why writers sometimes use pen names. They use a different name when they write a different type of fiction. If you usually write romance and then you write a YA novel, you might use a different name. In the case of J.K. Rowling, she probably didn't want people to compare these new books with the Harry Potter novels. And maybe, like Elena Ferrante, she didn't want people to have any idea it was her. She just wanted people to read the books without any previous ideas.
Did many people buy the first book, if they didn't know it was written by her?
It seems that at first they only sold about 500 copies. But then somebody discovered the secret, and once it was in the newspapers, thousands of people bought it.
Personally, I can understand why authors sometimes want to remain anonymous. The important thing is the book, not the private life of the person who wrote it.
But knowing about the author's life can also help you to understand more about the book.
True. It's a fascinating area to explore. Thanks, Paula.